You're listening to the Douglas Jacoby Podcast. Here we bring you some of the material found on Douglas's website in podcast form. We hope that as you listen, you're challenged to think about faith. Today, Douglas continues his series on the imitation of Christ. Now looking at exercises of a righteous person. Now here's today's teaching.
The Imitation of Christ. This is podcast 24 on the exercises of a righteous person. It's book one, chapter 19, if you want to read the original. We begin with a scripture from 2 Peter chapter 1. Supplement your faith with the generous provision of moral excellence, and moral excellence with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control. And self-control with patient endurance, and patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. The more you grow like this, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, for 2 Peter 1, verses 5 to 8. In today's meditation, it's just the words of the disciple as he reflects. Our Christian life should be demonstrated with all virtues, so that our inward and outward behavior should be the same. Our inner attitudes should be even better than our outward actions, because God looks at the hearts. We must reverence Him with all hearts, wherever we are, and walk purely in His presence, as do the angels. We should daily renew our commitment to God and rekindle the zeal of our hearts as if each day were the first day of our conversion. Pray, help me, O God, in my good resolutions and in your holy service. Grant today that I may make a good beginning, for up to this point I have done nothing. Our rate of spiritual progress depends on our commitment. Much diligence is needed to make good progress. If we resolve bravely and then fall short, how will it be with those who never resolve or do so feebly? But many things cause us to abandon our commitment. Yet just a trivial lack of holy disciplines can cause us to lose our resolve. Our commitment depends more on the grace of God than upon our own wisdom. We must trust Him with everything we have. I know, Lord, that our lives are not our own. We are not able to plan our course. If a holy habit is sometimes not done for the sake of a greater good or human kindness, we can easily resume it afterward. But if we neglect spiritual exercises through dislike or laziness, then it is sinful and will lead to trouble. Let us strive as earnestly as we can, so we will not sin. We should always resolve to live righteous lives, but most of all, strive to overcome sins that so easily trip us up. Both our outer and inner lives must be strictly examined and disciplined, because both are necessary to our progress. If we cannot be constantly examining ourselves, we can at certain times, such as morning and evening. In the morning, we can make our resolution to imitate Christ, and at evening, examine how we have done in word, deed, and thought. Have we offended God or our neighbor in any of these areas? We must prepare our minds and bodies to expel the assaults of the devil. Let us control our appetites, and we will soon be able to control every human desire. Always have something good to do. Read, write, pray, meditate, or do something helpful for the community. Be careful about bodily exercise, for not every workout is right for everyone. Spiritual exercises should not be done publicly, but are best to be done in private. But we must not neglect our public duties any more than our secret responsibilities. Let us be faithful and trustworthy to complete our duties and the requirements assigned to us. Then once they are completed, and we still have time, do whatever God seems to direct us to do. Everyone cannot have the same spiritual exercises, but some disciplines are helpful to this person and another to that person. For different seasons in life, different disciplines are appropriate, such as feasting and fasting. Sometimes we grow more through temptations, and other times through peace and quietness. Some spiritual exercises are suitable for times of sadness, while others are best when we are joyful in the Lord. On the exercises of a righteous person. Just for clarity, may I highlight a few things before we move to application? He begins saying our Christian life should be demonstrated with all virtues. Now, in the quotation I read at the beginning from 2 Peter, it uses moral excellence. That's the New Living, which is a paraphrasing that Greek word. I think the NIV may say goodness, but virtue is better because it has to do with a moral strength. He emphasizes the congruence of inward and outward behavior, so important that we're not one person when some friends are around or family, and then we're a different person in a different setting. It's too exhausting to live a double life, and it certainly will confuse outsiders. He talks about daily renewing our commitment as if it were the first day of our conversion. Wow, that's a high standard. He speaks of spiritual exercises, and what he means here are the things he mentions later, like reading, writing, and praying, fasting, and so forth. He suggests that in the morning we make certain resolutions, and in the evening review our lives that day to see how we've done. And that's a good thing. I'm going to put a link in the notes for this podcast to a thing that's called the Examine. It's something you can do every day if you want to act on the suggestion of a campus here. And, of course, he emphasizes we should do these things privately, not publicly. And because we're limited in time, we only have so many hours in a day, he says, let us be faithful and trustworthy to complete our duties and the requirements assigned to us. And then once they're completed and we still have time, do whatever God seems to direct us to do. So we have various responsibilities. And whether you're a student or you're a worker or both, we need to manage our time well. And then I think it's quite interesting, near the end, he says that in certain seasons of life, certain disciplines are more appropriate, like feasting and fasting. Well, as I'm recording this, this is the holiday time, so maybe it's the discipline of feasting. But I somehow doubt that that's what he meant there. This is a wonderful chapter. Let's talk about application. Akempis charges us to begin the day the right way, in prayer, in contemplating God's word. I don't know what the best plan for you is. I know that most days, since I've been a young Christian, I've spent time in the Word more than once a day. Now, actually, as a very young Christian, I was a university student. And if there was an easier day, it was a break, I would have a quiet time in the morning, and I would do another one in the evening, a much longer one, right before I went to bed. But we need to begin the day the right way and really be focused. I was with a neighbor yesterday. He lives about 200 meters from me. And we were talking about our spiritual lives. And he just mentioned in passing that since he was a new believer, he's always read the Bible every year. And he usually finishes early and then he has time for other projects. I thought, well, that's kind of the same with me. I mean, that was my pattern. For the first 50 times through and then focusing on other things, but I'm still going through the whole Bible. But these are habits that he, my neighbor, and I formed a long time ago. And if you form the habit, then each year it's easier to stick with it. For men, I always suggest that you walk and pray. The funny thing is, this neighbor, we first met some years ago because he had seen me walking in the neighborhood. And he figured I must be a Christian because of the way I was walking. And I think he's the only other person who does that in our neighborhood. You know, where I guess we're 100 houses. It must be 500 people or so. But very few men are out walking and praying, unless they're doing it in the middle of the night. Maybe I'm missing somebody. Akempis charges us to stay busy. He says, always have something good to do. Read, write, pray, meditate, or help the community. do much and do it frequently. Spend time when you've got extra moments being productive. I mean, spare time, maybe you're waiting for a friend to show up. Your friend is delayed. That can be a time to meet people, to follow up. It could be a time to read Bible, to read other things. And a campus would say, do it frequently. And not just the quantity, but even the frequency with which we do it. I'm sad to say an awful lot of brothers and sisters in Christ, I know, they can read, but functionally their level of literacy is very low. And what I mean is not that they can't read a sentence. They do that just fine. But they read road signs and they read things that they have to read for work, perhaps. But because they spend so little time in the Word or in books that will help them with the Word, it's really no different than if they couldn't read. Functionally, biblically speaking, they are illiterate. I hope that's not describing any of you listening to this. I doubt it. But we need to encourage those people. For me, when I've got time, I love to read, obviously, or record. Maybe outline some thoughts, some things that are coming together, work on a book, or writing. My sense is that the clock is ticking. And each decade that goes by in Christ, I'm near the end. And I ask, you know, what really matters? What really counts? And that's why, well, it's one reason I like a campus, that he urges us to really focus on what is eternal, not the things that are temporary. Oh, and as always, he tells us not to advertise our righteous acts. Hope I'm not doing that in this podcast, but I'm trying to help you. And if I am, please bear with me. So that was on the exercises of a righteous person. Our next lesson is called On the Reading of the Holy Scriptures. Thank you for being part of this. May God bless you, keep you, make his face shine upon you, and give you peace this day. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed Douglas's series on the imitation of Christ.
For additional notes and resources, be sure to check out Douglas's website in the show notes. The website has hundreds of articles, podcasts, and videos for you to access for free. You can also become a premium subscriber and gain access to thousands of online resources from Douglas's teaching ministry. Thanks again for listening.